In this week's parasha, we read of the incredible, intriguing halacha of Parah Aduma. The Torah tells us that if a person contracts ritual impurity by coming in contact with a corpse, so the Torah outlines the process of where a person takes a red heifer with all of its intricate details, ultimately slaughters the Parah Aduma, burns it, mixes its ashes, and sprinkles that mixture upon the person who became ritually impure, thereby, over a process of 7 days, making him tahar. What's interesting to note is Ramir Shapiro of Lublin, the Lubliner Rav, points out that although we make an incredible emphasis on the Parah Aduma, the actual red heifer, but it's fascinating to note that you could have the Parah Aduma yet without the presence of water, without the ability to mix those ashes with what the Torah calls Mayim Chaim, ultimately spring water. So the Parah Aduma, the ashes of the Parah Aduma, are simply ineffective. And the Lubliner Rav points out that this is not just true by Parah Aduma, that we see that whenever a person becomes Tameh, whether it's Tumas Saras, the leper as we loosely translate it, or any form of Tumah, ultimately requires water in order to affect purity. And ask the Lubliner Rav, what is it about water that's so special? What is it about water that's so unique that it's able to affect Tara? And the Lubliner Rav writes, and I want to quote you, he says, because Yisrael nimshalu l'mayim, because Klal Yisrael, we are compared to water. Mitivam shalmayim sheyecholim lehispashet velishtov shtachem atzumim. The amazing thing about water is that water has the ability to expand and to literally saturate large areas. Ulahafros midbarios. Water could even make a desert come alive. Lahasiya harim. Water could flatten mountains. Liashar dorim. Ulahafkiya derech. And water could ultimately, again, even create a pathway. It's amazing if a person has the opportunity to visit En Gedi. There are entire valleys that are hollowed out by currents, by strong flows of water that occur there during the winter. Ava pishish mafrim umatsarim gidolim. The amazing part about water is that even if there are great obstacles, water has a way in a concentrated fashion of breaking through everything. But when is that true? Says Lublin Rav. When is this true? Imhem b'matzav shel nezila. Only if they are flowing. Ulam kishem kifuim, elhem kol koach. But when water is frozen, when water becomes a solid mass, it doesn't have any of that same strength. Says Lublin Rav, af Yisrael kach. Now we understand why Klal Yisrael is always compared to water. Beislavus, efshar lahasig hakol. Where there is hislavus, excitement, zeal, zrizus, when we are in a state of flowing, then we're able to accomplish everything. Ava b'matzav shel kifaon, but when we are frozen, v'kor or cold, shum davar lo yasigu, I'll be unable to accomplish anything. And therefore, the Lubliner Rav teaches us such an incredible yisod. Do you want to know why Klal Yisrael is compared to water? Because water, when it's constantly flowing, has the ability to overcome even the greatest obstacle. Sometimes it's by going through the obstacle, sometimes it's by going around the obstacle, but ultimately, water will always find its way to overcome, the ability to overcome any hurdle within its pathway. But that's only when it's flowing. That's only when it's liquid. However, if it's cold, if it's frozen, water remains in place. Says Lublin Rav, the message is clear. Klal Yisrael, when we are in a state of growth, when we are constantly aspiring to do more and to be more, be that as individuals or as a collective, there is absolutely nothing that stands in our way. But when we are complacent, when we're willing to settle for mediocrity, when we cool off, become cold, and sometimes a little bit frozen, when we stand in place, then even the smallest hurdle looks like the greatest mountain. Hence, Klal Yisrael's comparison to water. If we're flowing, if we're moving, nothing could stop us. Complacent with mediocrity, standing in place, frozen cold, every obstacle becomes a game ender. And now we understand, perhaps according to Lubliner Rav, why water is absolutely necessary to rectify every situation of tumah. See, when a person becomes tumah, it means that in some way, their spirituality has been compromised. If a person comes in contact ultimately with the corpse, they've come in contact with death. So death sometimes could be a paralyzing experience. Person comes in contact with death, it could lead one to become morose. It could lead one to become depressed. It could lead one to say, what's the point of all of this? If at the end of the day, life comes to an end, I'll never accomplish everything I want to accomplish. I'll never get to do everything I seek out to do. So what's the point of even trying? Person comes in contact with death. that's why a person can become tummy. So what's the remedy for that tumma? The remedy for that tumma is to immerse oneself in water, to have the ashes of the paraduma combined with water and have the water sprinkled on me. The only way to get out of life tumma is to somehow immerse and to be sprinkled with water, to accept water ideology, to understand that as much as perhaps now I've hit some type of impasse, if I accept ultimately the ideology of water, if I accept the machshav, the mahus, the essence of water, if I continue to keep flowing, to keep doing, to keep going, if I pledge to overcome my challenges, no matter how insurmountable they may seem, that's the pathway to Tara. That's the pathway to purity. So we should all be Zocha. Even when we encounter situations of tumah, be it actual ritual impurity, or be it just circumstances in life where we feel a little bit down because perhaps we're underperforming, or perhaps we're not living the way we know we should, or the way we know we would like to, let us find the koach to accept the water ideology, the hashkafas hamayim, the ideology of water, to always flow, to always go, to always do. And if we accept this machshavas hamayim, then may we be zochet to overcome our challenges, big challenges, small challenges. May we be like the water and be able to flatten even the highest mountain. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.